Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, November 6th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, electronic gift cards gain in popularity and how to avoid feeling broke. Details on those stories as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
59% of gift cards are now offered electronically, up 18 percentage points from 2010, according to new data from Bankrate.com. Electronic gift cards can be accessed through mobile apps and email applications, which makes them harder to lose. But Janine Skronsky, credit card analyst at Bankrate.com, says another advantage and reason why they're gaining in popularity is because they're so easy to buy and to give.
If you forget someone's anniversary or someone's birthday or someone gives you a gift, you weren't expecting it, you can just pull up a retailer's site on your phone or on your desktop, buy a gift card, have it emailed or text to them, and you're good to go.
While millennials have no problem giving electronic gift cards, Generation X and boomers prefer the traditional physical ones. Older Americans also prefer general-purpose gift cards over store ones, but one thing to remember is that the store ones usually don't carry any fees.
You're buying like a general-purpose reloadable gift card, a gift card that like a Visa gift card, Amex gift card, or a bank gift card. Those tend to have fees on it, purchase fees or inactivation fees, because those aren't coming from the retail outlet.
Electronic gift card usage among millennials is double that of older adults. As we continue, ways to avoid feeling broke.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
You have a steady job and a good income, but when it comes to paying your bills, you still feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. Adam Levin of Credit.com has tips to feel more secure with your funds.
If you feel like you're constantly scrambling to meet your financial obligations and have nothing left to save, chances are you're not tracking your spending. Start by keeping a detailed account of where your money's going. This way, it's easier to identify the areas that get more of your paycheck than they should. By creating a budget, you also can reduce overspending and be better informed about your everyday purchases. That said, keeping a spreadsheet won't relieve financial stress if you're living beyond your means. In order to avoid debt and save for retirement, you might need to revise your overall lifestyle expectations. You should also set up automatic transfers to your savings and retirement accounts and determine your budget with the remaining portion of your monthly income. Once you deduct financial obligations like student loan payments, rent, and other bills, that's when you really see the money you have left to spend. And that's not to say cutting back is easy. It usually isn't. But it's crucial to prioritize needs over wants if you want to reach your goals. Keeping your credit in good shape can also help reduce what you do spend on loans over time, since good credit gives you access to lower interest rates. Checking your credit reports at least once a year and checking your credit scores can keep you aware of where you stand. This can encourage you to reduce your debt and make your payments on time so you can build and maintain good credit so you have it when you need it. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.